A word for you from 2 Chronicles chapter 32 verse 8. With him is an arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battles. And the people rested themselves upon the words of Hezekiah, king of Judah. Previously we had looked at the godliness of Hezekiah, how he sought the Lord his God with all his heart. At the end of chapter 31 you'll find that. And how God nevertheless allowed awful trials to come his way. Because God tests his people. He wants to show himself strong on behalf of his people. Because against the king of Judah came the king of Assyria. His name was Sennacherib, and he was a monster, ruthless, brutal, destroying every nation he had come against until this point against God's people of Judah. And they had taken certain precautions because God expects us to be practical. He will lead us. If we trust in him, he will lead us to make the right defenses. He will even provide our defenses. In Ephesians 6, he has provided the full armor of God. We don't need to create the armor. The helmet is there. The sword is there. Our shoes are there. Everything is provided by the Lord. We just need to use it. And so he sets the captains of war over the people, and they discuss their defense plans. And then, very importantly, he says in verse 7, "Be strong and courageous, be not afraid, nor dismayed, for the king of Syria, even though he has a multitude with him, for there be more with us than with him." He could think according to God's logic. Humanly speaking, you could say that Hezekiah was a fool. How could he say that this little nation of Judah had more with him than the mighty nation of Assyria? For their armies were in the hundreds of thousands, perhaps even more. And little Judah had only a minute army to defend them. But you see, he saw beyond that. For what he saw was not a multitude with them, but that God was with them. And so when he said, "There be more with us than with him," he meant the Lord and all the powers of heaven. And then he diagnoses the problem for Sennacherib. With him is the arm of flesh. That's all he could rely on, was on human strength. We have God with us, and that's the strength that we have. That's the victory that the Lord Jesus Christ has given us.